The Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand, who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason, the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father, the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Well, good morning, Gloria Day. It is good to see you bright and early on this Sunday. Last week we had summer, so welcome back to winter time this morning. But I understand the day will unfold to be quite delightful. The rumor on the street is that in the Southeastern Iowa Synod is that your congregation last week had quite a party and celebrated with really rich worship, a wonderful celebration and thanksgiving for your beloved Pastor Roger and for Kathy. Thank you for honoring them. Thank you for gathering to give thanks. Thank you for showing up together to share God's love, not only with Pastor and Kathy, but with one another. Because your witness to community, to the body of Christ that God gathers, is palpable and love embodied. Thank you for that. Change is afoot here. This is true, right? We're in this bittersweet time of having a beloved congregation that is so welcoming and wonderful, having dedicated and loyal staff and pastors, one of which has now bid farewell, and another that is waiting for that day, but yet in it and working hard for these months to continue to proclaim Jesus and to be among you. Thank you, Pastor. And so these are days when we celebrate, we grieve, and we continue in God's mission to the world. I want to give special kudos to all of you who are leaders and staff for your steadfastness, for your vision, for your patience, for coming alongside others when they may be anxious or wondering and full of questions, and for continuing to stand firm on this love that we know in Jesus Christ. This congregation, Gloria Day, is known for many things, and I give thanks to you for your generosity. I give thanks to you for your generosity locally. I give thanks to you for the generosity that you provide through your financial gifts, for the things that you give even in this community right here, for the way you use your hands and your hearts in service and partnership, and for the ways in which you build up the whole church in Southeastern Iowa and throughout the whole ELCA and in fact to the ends of the earth as we do ministry together. We are partners in this work to share the love of Jesus. I also want to name and celebrate the partnership with Iowa Campus Ministry and that you take so seriously, and in fact, so much so that you house it right here in this building and are dedicated to this partnership. I also want to thank you for your advocacy and for your wide welcome and for the clarity on the doors that they are open to all. And that it's not only people that come through the doors to receive that welcome, but in fact the embrace and the love and even that invitation to the table, right? That this is God's table and all are welcome here in this place. So I celebrate you. I celebrate your mission, your ministry. I celebrate the faithfulness of the leaders that have come before in the form of pastors. And I pray with you and accompany you now in this time of transition and the wondering of who might come next to be your partner in ministry. And I pray that in the midst of it all, you will continue to be gathered by grace, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. So it's my tradition, as I gather and greet congregations, to take a photo. Because I think it's important for us to see one another, right? And so there's only a few ways we can do that. And so, of course, we live in this world these days where I can carry a camera in my pocket. That's often what I call this device. It's more a camera than a telephone, because I use it every Sunday for this purpose. And there's a way that we have social media, right? And so on Facebook, on the Synod's Facebook, on my Facebook, you're welcome to friend me. I'm not very active or interesting. But what I can say is that every time I am with one of our congregations, I take photos. Editing is possible, so if you don't want to be in it, just let me know. And then we can see one another. Sometimes I think we become so siloed, even with wide welcome, to see only the inside of our own church buildings. And so if we can, through our eyes, through the magic of photography, we can begin to see the faces of one another in Southeastern Iowa Synod and see the places that we gather and the places from which we're sent to share the good news. So if you'll allow me, and smile, please. I'm not gonna have everybody move, we're all good, but I'm gonna be in the photo. Ready? And this is great. So don't worry, you won't be big. Oh, I always have to work at this a bit. Ready? I think I have almost everybody. All right. Thank you. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for that. I'll now turn to scripture, because that's really what we're all here for. So. I am who I am, God says to Moses in Exodus. I am who I am. God revealed God's self to Moses as the one who would deliver God's people. I am the light of the world, Jesus says. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the bread of life. I am the way, the truth, the life. I am the true vine. And I am the good shepherd. It is no accident that the writer of John's gospel tells us the story of Jesus by revealing who Jesus is, the I am. For Jesus is revealed here as the creator of all things, the savior of all people, of all creation, and the breath of life of the Spirit, promising to remain with us always and give us life through him. The Good Shepherd. I am the Good Shepherd is an image that rings true throughout all of Scripture. We could spend the entire day today and maybe tomorrow and the next as well studying all of these stories about shepherds. in God's gift of Scripture to us, beginning with Abraham and Sarah and their generations, to the beloved Psalm 23 that we just shared together, to almost each one of the prophets who described the care of the shepherd, the care and the love shared with the flock, and who point to God's promise to send a shepherd to deliver the people. And the people would know the work of the shepherd and the challenges presented by the sheep and the wolves and the hired hands too. In fact, the Bedouin culture is still prominent today in the land where Jesus walked the earth. And it would not have been lost on Jesus' hearers or John's early storytellers the significance of beginning this story with I am. I am the good shepherd, Jesus says. There are other shepherds, of course, but Jesus is clear, I am the good shepherd. I am the one. I am the one who gives his life for the sheep. In this story, we're told that Jesus says, I know my sheep. My sheep know me. And as we gather here in this space with the font right, front, and center, we know this one that loves us so and calls us by name and welcomes us and gives us gifts, the gifts of grace and love and forgiveness. Jesus also says, I have other sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold, and I must bring them also. And there we have this turn that is so good for us sheep to hear, is that this right here is not the limit of Jesus' love, but instead this is Jesus' expansive love for all of creation. For Jesus did not come for one, for a few, but for all of creation in the expansive love of God. And Jesus says, so there will be one flock and one shepherd. And this is a vision of this new creation that we still wait for. God is making all things new. How? Because the good shepherd lays down his life and takes it up again. It is God's power to save us. God's power to save us from ourselves, from our sin, from evil, and even from death itself. Here we are in the season of Easter. We are witnesses to these things. The good shepherd has the power to give his life and raise his own life so that he may prove his power? No. So that we may have life and have life abundantly. The good shepherd shows us. The good shepherd shows us the good news of God. The good shepherd here in this story shows us who God is and what God does. For God is love, life, promise, grace, and hope. What God does is gives us life and love and promise and grace and hope. Did you notice in the story, it says nothing about what the sheep are to do? Nothing. Because frankly, this isn't about us. It is about what God does for us, which is to love us, to know us and to promise us life. What about the hired hands? There are still some. What about the wolves? Oh yeah, right? We're well aware. And frankly, there are the sheep. For the sheep wander. The sheep get lost. The sheep get stuck. This week on social media, I don't know if it's because, you know, the algorithms show up, but every other post on my Facebook has been some shepherd saving a sheep from something, right? And so, you know, you see shepherds pulling sheep out of stuck when they're stuck in the mud or in a kind of a culvert or lost in a field. The sheep do that, so do we. We get stalled, we get startled, we get scared, we run off. We tend to our own needs and our own desires, and we spend a whole lot of time turning towards ourselves and away from God and one another. And sometimes we give a little too much attention to those that might put themselves in front of us as hired hands along the way. Yet Jesus doesn't fuss much about any of that. Jesus instead is clear. Jesus is for the sheep, no matter what. There is nothing we can do about it. There is nothing that we can do to make Jesus stop loving us. There is nothing that we can do to stand in the way of God's love for us. Jesus is for the sheep. Jesus loves the sheep. Jesus feeds the sheep. Jesus gives his life for the sheep. Jesus takes his life up again for the sheep so that the sheep may have life. Let us be clear. Jesus is not calling us to be mini shepherds or stand-in shepherds or wannabe shepherds. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. There is only one. And the good shepherd shepherds the sheep. The good shepherd shepherds the sheep, teaches the sheep, tends to the sheep. The good shepherd, in fact, goes before the sheep. Goes before the sheep to the cross, to the tomb, to the garden, to the locked room, and meets us. Meets us in our fear, in our doubt, in our unbelief, and breathes life into us. Peace, the Holy Spirit, and sends us in love. Knowing us by name, loving us just the way God created us to be, and through the Spirit, welcoming more and more beloved ones, because God loves all. God didn't send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The Good Shepherd loves all of the sheep to life.